Simon, good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me. I feel like I'm a semi-introvert.
Yeah.
If we like want to overcome our fears, how can we find ways to overcome these traits?
Well, I think there's different kind of strategies you can adopt. I suppose first up, it's probably good to clarify that when we're talking about introversion and extroversion, we're generally talking about it existing along a spectrum. So some people are more or less introverted or more or less extroverted compared to one another. And I think you also have to take into account that different situations suit people who are more extroverted or different situations might suit people who are more introverted. And so taking all these different factors into account, there's different strategies or different ways of appreciating introversion and making the most of it, I suppose.
And are we able to go up and down on this spectrum of introversion / extroversion?
Yeah, there's a few different points of view. The traditional point of view is that it's something that you are pretty much born with. So if you're born introverted, you'll remain introverted across your life. I think research now is actually suggesting that people may be generally more or less introverted throughout their lives, but it is something that can change, and it's also very sensitive to situations. So taking that, keeping that in mind, personality is relatively stable, but it does change according to circumstances.
Well, how do you go about through the process of being able to accept your own introversion or even extroversion?
Well, there's actually research on, people described as happy introverts. And I think, to accept yourself and not, say, feel guilty about who you are, there's many kind of factors related to that, of course, as well. So, if you're naturally introverted, say, and you in a situation that doesn't have high demands about you, being overly sociable and so on, then perhaps you'll grow up in a frame of mind where you don't feel any kind of pressing need or urgency or guilt even about just being who you are. But you could also imagine that if you're more introverted, more you prefer quieter space compared to noisy parties and all the rest of it, then if you're introverted and you're surrounded by stimulating social environments all the time, or having a job that demands that you talk to people all the time, well, that's going to be much more stressful for you compared to if you don't have those types of circumstances. So it's partly about I think the more introverted amongst us, it's partly about really just finding the right situations that suit you and not trying to force yourself into situations that don't match your temperament.
As you can tell with my job, being an introvert is very difficult because I do have to speak to quite a few people every day.
It's an interesting thing that actually a lot of people who are actually in kind of more public roles actually often describe themselves as introverted. And I think it's one thing to be introverted and have a job where it's kind of there's a legitimate kind of sense of meeting people in terms of the kind of workplace, but it might be different when you're on outside of the workplace. So I think people find niches, and I think that's probably the important thing for the extroverted amongst us as well, to not try and force themselves into a more introverted type of niche.
Well, I'm glad I've found my niche. Now, if you've just joined us on The Daily this morning, we have Associate Professor Simon Bogue of Macquarie University's Department of Psychology to us about how we can start learning to accept our introverted traits. So, Simon, a big part of, managing introversion that I've found is being able to say no to things.
Sure.
How exactly do you manage that?
Yeah, it's not necessarily easy for anybody to say no to things, and if it's a work event or something like that, it can be particularly difficult because there's a sense of obligation. And sometimes you do actually just have to say yes to certain So I suppose, you know, finding the right opportunities or knowing when it's, you know, it's appropriate to say no is something that people would have to kind of learn rather than just kind of saying no to everything. Find situations where, you know, it feels more appropriate to say no. I think also explaining to people, so if people are always expecting you to go out and socialise, if you explain to people that kind of, you know, you might find the events really exhausting or that you might only stay for a small amount of time kind of thing, I think when people understand, you know, have a better sense of who you are as a person, how you really are rather than, you know, how you might present yourself, well, then that makes it easier for people also to accept that no. So it's you know, I think you can kind of help the environment to help you also say no under various circumstances.
Mm. And, well, I feel like I accept my introversion quite well. Like, I feel like I manage it quite well. Just in general, though, how does accepting your introversion mean for someone's quality of life?
Well, I mean, there is some research talking about, you know, people described as happy introverts. And for people who are more introverted and have found, you know, life circumstances that suit them. So, you know, I mean, I'll be stereotypical for a moment, but, you know, working in the library might be a really, you know, matching environment for somebody with a more introverted type of nature. Now, under those kind of circumstances, you've got the right environment. If the person doesn't feel, you know, guilt or shame or so on related to also being introverted, well, then, you know, that's probably a good set of circumstances for the person to feel happy. But, I mean, this whole kind of thing about feeling like you shouldn't be, you know, who you are, I mean, that's a profound, you know, issue for anybody, introverted or not. And that's going to severely impact upon your happiness.
Right. Well, it does sound like a pretty important thing to be able to, you know, manage it and being able to accept it, I think.
Yeah. Well, and you know, different people find different ways of doing it. So some research suggests that for more introverted people, and especially introverted people who are also shy, there is a distinction between being introverted and being shy, but often they go hand in hand, and then there could be various reasons for that. And some research suggests that for the more shy, introverted type of person, sometimes face-to-face interactions are quite difficult because you've got to think on your feet and there's, you know, you might be feeling all sorts of pressure. And so some introverted, shy individuals feel that, say, expressing themselves or interacting with people, say, over the internet and finding, say, specialised groups or communities kind of thing is actually an outlet where they can act, they feel like they express their real self, you know, they're actually true to themselves, whereas in face-to-face circumstances, you know, people might not feel, a shy introverted person might feel like, you know, they're being misrepresented because, you know, they're not able to express who they really feel they are. So, you know, there's different ways that you can find, you know, communities or, you know, interactions with people on your own terms. So if you're doing it, say, if you're part of an online community, you can control the pace of the interactions with people, and so on, rather than having to, you know, kind of almost impulsively and without reflection say certain kind of things in a social face-to-face environment.